History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. We are excited to start a new series for you here, and we're talking about generational trips, and this is going to be a three-part series on the Pixie Dust Podcast where we talk about generational trips for grandparents, generational trips for the parents, the folks there, and of course, generational trips that still make sure that the kids have the most magical time. My name is Annie Fry. I'm happy to be your host here along with my co-host, Erica Murphy, who is a travel agent with Magic Expeditions. Erica, how are you today?
Good, thanks.
I'm excited to talk to you about generational trips because you know that I take them quite a bit. My parents, who are grandparents to my four children, have taken siblings along and my nieces and nephews before to go to Disney World. And the way we do it, and I've mentioned this before in the Pixie Dust Podcast, is I'm a Disney Vacation Club member, so it's a little bit different from the planning standpoint. But you, Erica, specialize in helping people plan these types of trips and navigate all the ins and outs of making sure that grandma and grandpa, who might be 60, they might be 80 or more, whatever, can enjoy the trip just as much as the parents who were doing in between stuff the whole time, as well as the kids, whatever age they may be.
Yeah. And I think this is something that I'm most passionate about because I've mentioned a couple times that I was fortunate enough to grow up in a Disney family. And I was that child that grew up with the multi-generational trip. We went with my grandparents. We went with my aunts. We went with my mom and my brother and sister. And that is what kind of fostered my love for Disney, not the attractions, not, you know, I mean, obviously the food's incredible, but you know, it's the memories that I created with my families. And so when I see these multi-generational trips, like, it really hits home for me because that is what I grew up with. I grew up with, you know, going to with my grandma and curling up in her lap and watching the fireworks. And that's something I'll remember, you know, as I'm a 40-year-old woman now taking my own kids. Like, that's a memory that I will remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I'm newer to the Disney passion. 2018 was the first time my family, and by my family, I mean like my little nuclear family, my husband and our children, went to Disney World. And we took it as we wanted to have credit for, like, yeah, we took our kids to Disney World, and we just were swept away.
And look at you now.
I know. It's a little embarrassing. It's like one of the things that people identify with me the most is my love for Disney. And I explain to people, you know, whatever you do, however you travel to Disney, whatever accommodations that you book for yourself, it's not about the destination. It's about the experience and the people you are with.
Yeah.
And a generational trip is something that is so important to me, to invest whatever dollars I need to invest in making sure that my children have those experiences with their grandparents and make those memories while those memories are possible to make.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this particular episode is going to be about grandparents or the oldest generation that will likely be going. First and foremost, my assumption is it's usually the middle generation, the parents, that are doing most of the navigating of the planning.
Usually, I have had probably 50-50 where it's the grandparents that are buying for the whole family, too, and kind of don't know where to start. And they want to give it like as a Christmas present, or they want to give it as, you know, a family vacation, but kind of don't know where to start because maybe they're not as great with technology or don't really know how to navigate these. So while, yes, it is sometimes heavily driven by kind of that sandwich generation with it's the middle us that are it's, I'd say probably 50-50 where the grandparents are like, I want to take my family. I want to do this for them. Help.
Well, that's an interesting thing too, because there probably is, I'm sure it's case by case, but when you're planning a Disney World trip and you're in making an investment, of course, you want to make sure that it is as magical as you've heard about and hoped that it would be. There is the financing of it, but then there's also the planning of it. Yeah. I bet you get people who are like, I want to make this happen, but you're going to talk to my daughter in order to figure out the details. How do you work as a travel agent with Magic Expeditions, which I have used, Erica, myself personally before, long before we were doing a podcast about Disney World? And I highly recommend you can contact her, Erica@MagicExpeditions.com, E-R-I-K-A. To talk to her about what would work for you, If you've got one person who's wanting to pay, or maybe it's somebody, you know, maybe it's a group of families mm-hmm. that is going together where there are nieces and nephews and stuff involved, multiple people making payments. So there's multiple parties being involved. Mm-hmm. How do you work with that?
So I typically will have just a open conversation with everybody, whether that's via Zoom, whether I come to their house, over the phone, whatever it's best for them. And we'll just talk to them as a group to kind of understand as a family, what are they looking for? What's most important to them? Are they going for shows? Are they going for attractions? What style are they wanting? Are they wanting to do parks all day? So it really varies from family to family. And then also kind of the financial and planning piece. Have they gone before? How much planning do they want me to do? Do they want to do it? Who's paying for it? Because I can be that point person for them to where I could say, okay, Annie, this is your reservation. This is your point. This is how much you owe. Okay, Sue, this is how much you owe, and kind of connect everybody to where maybe you just want to do a family dinner every night, but you want to go be with your family during the day and Sue wants to be with her family during the day. I can be that point person to connect everything, coordinate everything to where you guys don't have to deal with that. And I can help you plan your family's vacation and help Sue plan her family's vacation and then have you guys meet up at night for dinner or, you know, whatever that may be. Have you guys at the same resort with adjoining rooms, or maybe you want different rooms so that you can have a little bit of space. So really it just kind of depends on that first initial family meeting, you know, what you need, and I can customize based off of that.
So when the grandparents come, let's talk a little bit about special things that are opportunist.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Stick for grandparents specifically to really soak in the moment. Like if you're like, oh, I'm not a roller coaster mm-hmm. person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if grandma's got a bad back, or if grandpa, you know, doesn't get around so easily anymore, I'm not going to go to a theme park and run around and ride, you know, the Tiana's Bayou Adventure and, mm-hmm. and go down a 5-story drop. Like, those things aren't going to happen. There's still a lot. Yeah. There's like so much more to an experience at Walt Disney World Resort that will envelop all of their interests. Like everything, in my opinion, that is important, especially at that stage of life, which is making memories, lasting memories with family. We'll wrap this up here in a few minutes with a little more particulars on the actual planning. But let's talk about experiences mm-hmm. that people who are seniors, mm-hmm. I would say, can enjoy specifically on a trip where, you know, of course, also there's going to be things that are geared towards toddlers.
Yeah. So, well, and that's the thing, too, that I think that when you have grandparents going, there's typically toddlers, too. So it's nice to have that extra set of hands and babysitters that maybe, you know, if mom and dad want to go on an attraction and the toddler doesn't want to, maybe they can sit out with grandma and grandpa. But there's also things like the Carousel of Progress or the Hall of Presidents, or there's different attractions there that I think that maybe seniors might have a different level of attraction too than maybe someone, or appreciation than somebody in our generation, especially something like the Carousel of Progress, to where they'd be like, oh my gosh, I lived through that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we're now kids these days, you ask them, you know, to pantomime a phone, and you know, they do the face palm because they don't even know what a rotary phone is anymore. So you know, there's just little things like that. Hollywood Studios has that old school Hollywood feel, and they have the Dapper Dans that are going down with the chorus singers. Like, there's all these little things that are just littered throughout the park that I think sometimes that we don't necessarily have the appreciation for, but maybe a different generation mm-hmm. would really find that exciting.
And I think too, I know that the extra set of hands to help with kids is always I think that's helpful for the parents that are involved. If you're wrangling smaller children who, you know, you're constantly making sure that they haven't wandered off because they saw Mickey Mouse over there or something like that. But I also think it's important to make sure that grandparents that would be involved in this don't feel like they're there to be babysitters.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're, especially in many cases, I'm sure, where they're like, they want to fund this experience for their whole family. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, I hope it's a different conversation, but my hope with my relationship with Disney Vacation Club, like, I bought that knowing it's a decades-long commitment, that I will be sharing these memories someday with my grandchildren. And that's a long way off because my oldest right now is currently an early teenager. But when my parents and my parents have come with us in their 60s, they're now in their 70s, they ride the rides. My mom does all the rides.
Yeah.
She's in her 70s, early 70s, and she does the roller coasters. My dad doesn't.
Yeah.
And he is type B personality, happy to sit and people watch. We'll sit with the kids and wait, and he doesn't mind any of that. He might go grab a bite to eat, a snack or something like that that he's looking for. But he, watching both of my parents experience the fun, it makes, I mean, for sure, to me, it makes them younger.
Oh, 100%.
And they're like fully immersed in the experience, whether they're on Tron, like my mom loves Tron and Guardians. Like she's all about it. My dad's not riding those rides. He did do Guardians once because he really wanted to try it, but he gets this stomach thing.
I get it. I do too.
But he does. Yeah. But he does. Like if it's not a roller coaster, he's on it with the kids. He loves Tower of Terror. That one doesn't bother him or whatever. And you know, I think we always think about grandparents getting the opportunity to see the magic through the eyes of their grandchildren. Watching the grandchildren see the magic through the eyes of the grandparents and be playful kids.
Yeah.
It is, to me, literally priceless.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I mean, it's hard to explain to people that have never been there, but I mean, Disney magic is real. Like, I mean, I sound so silly saying it, but I mean, when you first see that castle, when you're 16 years old, you turn into a 5-year-old again. Mm-hmm. When you're 65 years old, you turn into a 5-year-old again. Like, something happens in Disney parks that it's magic. And, you know, I had a multi-generational trip where that's what they said grandma's favorite ride was Tron. And it's more common than you would think that grandmas are out there riding Tron, and stereotypes are out the window. That it's when you're at Disney, you are there to have fun. It doesn't matter how old you are. Everybody there is young at heart. Yeah. And it's true.
And I think, you know, when you say the Disney magic is real, I'm going to go back to something I said earlier. And I truly believe this. And everybody approaches their experience or relationship with Disney World a little bit different when you have the strong affinity. Yours is generational.
Yeah.
Yours is long time.
Yeah.
Mine is not. Mm-hmm. My parents took us to Disney, and I think it was 1991, but we went when I took my kids in 2018. I mean, this is a much longer conversation for another time, but 2017 was a really hard year for my family. Mm-hmm. And we decided we had a bad year, and then we had a couple really good things happen to us, some professional changes that were really good for our family. And so we decided it's time, we can afford this right now. Let's go to Disney World. And we were, for a week straight, happy together.
Yeah.
And that was something that hadn't been tangible for my family for some time. And I cannot overstate that the Disney magic, I don't think it's a tangible commodity that you buy in a gift shop or that you experience on a ride because of the ride. I think it's because of the person in the seat next to you. I think it's because of the person who's in the photo next to you. And when you expand, you know, our first trip, I came back and I was like, guys, Disney World was amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that to my family and they're like, ooh, okay, whatever. and like my dad, who is a homebody. He's not a homebody in that he doesn't like want to do things. He's a very active person, but he's not the Disney World guy.
Yeah.
And now he's like low-key the Disney World guy because he gets it. And it's because When you do decide to take this generational trip, you're with the people who matter the most.
It's magic.
And the place, and this is kind of coming back to why grandparents will, or seniors will really appreciate the experience. The quality is second to none.
Oh, yeah.
The resorts, you are not sacrificing anything. The presentation, the customer service that is very hard to find in other places right now. Like if you have come to a place in your life where you can afford to have nicer things, as you know, you're in retirement, you've prepared yourself for this, whatever. When you go to Disney World, it is an experience because of the customer service and the presentation of everything, top to bottom, unlike any other. And you will feel like you're at a top of the line resort throughout the entire day. And I think that's something that, if you don't know Disney World, you know, I have had people in my own family say, like, I don't even go to Six Flags. Why would I want to go to Disney World? And I'm just like, I don't know if you can hear my facepalm. not the same.
No,
this is such a high quality experience. Golf, pool resorts, great food experiences, culinary experiences, shopping at high end places if you want. You can also go get all the tchotchkes too. You're not sacrificing quality ever anywhere.
No.
So, Erica, tell me if somebody wants to plan a generational trip or just start the conversation, because of course, somebody listening to this is going to go, well, that sounds great, but I have no idea what I'd be looking at.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Yeah, just the first step is just reaching out and just having that conversation. So like you said, Erica at magicexpeditions.com, Erica with a K, because my mom had to be different. and, you know, we can just start that conversation and just kind of see what it looks like for your family. It may not even have to be a full week's trip. Maybe it's just, you know, like a long weekend. You know, we can do as much or as little as what's good for your family. And I can do as much or little of the planning, but definitely all the coordinating. Because you don't want to deal with that with your family.
And it's sometimes hard to coordinate schedules with multiple people. Maybe it needs to be when school is out. Maybe it needs to be at a certain time of year. All of those questions, Erica is a wealth of knowledge that you can tap into. And you don't have to book. It's not like the first question with you that they have to retain you or something like that. What's the commitment to get a schedule, a trip on the book? And how do you benefit from working with them? Do they pay you a fee?
Yeah, so there's no fee to work with an agent. And that's what I always say, that my biggest advice, I would love to work with everybody, but if not me, please just work with a travel agent, because it is zero cost to you. We are paid directly by Disney. And you get all of the knowledge and benefits of working with an agent, of the coordination, of all the, you know, training that we go through and all the blogs that we read and all the updates that we get. Like, that's all just you get for free. So definitely please work with an agent. And it's $200 to lock your reservation in. That's a fully refundable deposit. So even if you're just thinking about it and want to get something locked in, if you cancel within 30 days, you know, you can always get that deposit
30 days of the trip.
30 days of the trip. Yep.
Yeah.
And you can make payments, so you can put it on layaway. So if you, especially with these multi-generational trips, that all of you can pay at your own convenience. So if you want to pay yours off right away, you want to get points on the credit card, you can do that. If I want to pay mine $100 per paycheck, I could do that, and I can help set all that up.
Perfect. Well, reach out to Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. We have a Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page, which you can direct message us there as well. And we would be happy to respond to you and answer any questions that you might have. And this episode specifically on generational trips to Walt Disney World with grandparents and seniors, we're going to do two more episodes that you can check out here that they are uploaded. You can listen to the one we do specifically on traveling generationally with parents. And then another one that is about the generational trips and focuses that you might have with the kiddos that are involved. Thank you for listening to us today. It's Erica at magicexpeditions.com, Erica with a K. Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page. My name's Annie Fry, and I'm very grateful that you spent some time with us this afternoon. We'll be back with another episode of the Pixie Dust Podcast. We'll see you real soon.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.